Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Marks and Reese on a Thursday. We almost did it, folks. 4 days almost down. One more to go of the work week. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. We almost did it, Ikey.
Almost, baby.
We almost got through. We just said it back in the office. Are people aware that the Eagles lost a playoff game that they led 14-0 and they had a chance to win at the end? It's almost like that. I moved away from it on Tuesday. I was like, yeah, I'm over it. Mm-hmm. But looking back at it from that perspective, even after winning the Super Bowl, it's like, imagine if the Eagles didn't win a Super Bowl last year.
Or we'd be ticked off.
Oh, my God.
We'd be livid right
now. Oh, people would be being held accountable, Ikey.
Yeah, and I don't know if Alshon would have went to that Sixers game the other night.
I don't know if Alshon would have been getting love letters written to him either.
Yeah. but isn't that what winning a Super Bowl is supposed to do to us?
You know what? You are absolutely right.
Right?
You're right. No, you're right. You should. You should be a little kinder and gentler. Even though the claws are out, the horns are out, whenever you want to discuss Carson Wentz and Nick Foles. So let's do it, shall we? So we... Like we spent, yes. We're not going to talk about those two in particular, all right? Mm-hmm. But
you mean in a format of versus each other? We'll talk about both.
No, yeah.
But individually,
I don't need Carson Wentz for 5 first rounders and keep Nick Foles. And well, here's why Nick Foles is really, like we've heard everything regarding Nick Foles, right? He's clutch. He does this and he does that. And I don't even disagree with people, but it's done. It's over with. It's done. Mm-hmm. But with Carson, we spent time this week on Nick and last week on Nick. And yesterday we talked about trades and can you do it? Should you do it? What could you get? Whatever. Let's talk about Carson for a second, right? Because, mm-hmm. you look at him, he's going to be the quarterback. You're going into the 2019 season with him. There's no doubt about that. You hope that the back heals and he's 100% healthy and everything else. But how do you feel about him going into 2019, right? And I'll just start with me how I feel about Carson Wentz. And a lot of people out there will be like, well, Johnny Marks, you're a Carson hater. No, I'm not a Carson Wentz hater.
A little bit.
I'm a Carson Wentz fan. And what I saw from Carson in 2018 gave me at least a little bit of a reason to maybe think differently of him right now than I did at this time going into last season.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, how do you feel, and this is a rhetorical question for the people out there.
Yeah.
Like, how do you feel about Carson? Do you have the same confidence today as you did the same time last year, after the Super Bowl run last year? Mm-hmm. Do you have the same confidence in Carson as the quarterback of the Eagles going forward as you did then? And I'll tell you why I don't. Because last year I thought, and you know what, it probably wasn't fair, but I thought that he was just going to go into year three and do the same thing he did in year two and everything else and wouldn't miss a beat, even with the injuries and everything else. And that's how it was going to go. That Carson can more or less solve. He's the magic elixir for everything that can be wrong with the Eagles, right? And what I learned this year was that's not necessarily the case year to year. So I do. I still think Carson is a great prospect. I still think Carson is one of the top young quarterbacks in the NFL, and I'm happy and glad to have him.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have as much confidence that he is the golden boy that we thought he was last year.
Okay. Well, I mean, listen. Only time will tell if he's this, whatever, people like myself may think about him, top 5 quarterback, whatever, all these rankings and whatever you may have. Only time will tell. And you need time to determine that. I think for any player, whether you are praising him or you are condemning him or being critical of them, to make a sort of definitive statement about what their career is going to be like for the rest of their career based on what they've done for 2 years or 2.5 years is premature. Either way, whether it was premature for us to say he's going to be a Hall of Famer when he's done playing based off the 13 games he played last year, or he can be a Pro Bowl quarterback, whatever it was. You know, that the to make a statement saying that's going to be him for the next 10 to 15 years, well, he has to put the work in. He has to put the work in to do that. He has to continue to get better as a quarterback to do that. I think sometimes we forget that he's only in year three. I think sometimes we forget that. Just, you know, if you look at Nick Foles early in his career, you could tell he's a different quarterback now in year seven than he was in year three, right? So players get better over time. You don't necessarily come out of the gate swinging, and it's that way for the next 15 years. The problem is when we compare people to Brady, we really think they're going to be Brady. Fact of the matter is, I don't care how much I compare you to MJ, you ain't going to ever be Michael Jordan.
Yeah, you're right.
No matter how much you may jump like him, shoot like him, show flashes of it, guess what? You're not Michael. There's only one Mike. There's only one Tom Brady. So to think for us to put any type of expectation on a quarterback to go to 13 conference championship games, 8 Super Bowls, win 5 of them, that's unrealistic. If that happens, great. Great. I'd be perfectly satisfied if Carson played for the next 10 to 15 years here and won us a championship during his time. I'd be perfectly satisfied with that. Would I want more? Of course I would. But if he wins one in the next decade or so, I'm perfectly okay with that. And I still believe he can do that. And here's the reason why. And it took me a little long to get to it, but here's the reason why. I touched on it yesterday. I believe in the structure that we have within the organization. I believe in the coach that we have in Doug Peterson. I believe in the front office. I believe in the ownership. We finally got a championship to go along with a championship organization. I don't know many organizations that, since Jeffrey Lurie took over, have had the type of success, minus the championship, that Jeffrey Lurie has had. Sure, there's some. Denver, Baltimore, New England. Yeah, there's some.
Yeah, but they're in the category of one of the elite. They are. They're one of the elite franchises in football.
Exactly.
I agree.
So when I look, I think Carson is in great hands. He's in great hands. And with that type of talent and the right people to cultivate a culture around him that's going to allow him to have sustained success, man, we just need the ball to bounce our way. You always need that to win a championship. We're going to need that. But I love the foundation. I love moving forward. These guys know how to coach quarterbacks. Pat Mahomes, but you know what people were talking about with Pat Mahomes in the preseason? They got to dummy down the offense. He can't read defenses.
Would they regret Alex Smith being traded? Yeah.
Yes. That's what they were talking about Pat Mahomes in the preseason, no less. And look what Andy has done with him.
Yeah.
Look what Andy did with Alex Smith. Look what Andy did with Michael Vick, Donovan McNabb. So many of them.
No, you're right.
And Peterson's from that tree.
And this really is. It's almost like Andy's still here with what was set up with the Eagles.
Johnny Marks. We talk about Nick Foles. Nick Foles won the Super Bowl. He's the quarterback. He's going to get a lot of credit. Let's talk about the culture Nick Foles had to operate in order for him to win a Super Bowl. Because it ain't like he's had this type of success everywhere he goes. So the culture in which he's operating in, the coaches he's being coached by, that has a lot to do with the success Nick Foles had as a player. Why wouldn't I assume Carson Wentz is going to be able to do the same thing, had the same type of success under this coaching, under this regime, under this organization? They've proven it time and time again. Now they don't have disharmony upstairs with Chip Kelly and his nonsense. They got harmony down there. We're going to be okay, brother. It's the new norm.
Yeah, I mean,
it's the new norm.
Like, everything you're saying is right.
We're going to be okay.
Everything you're saying is right. They're going to be fine. They're going to be a playoff team. But I guess the reason why I would say that I'm a little less sure of Carson Wentz was I was completely sure that he was the quarterback that was going to win a Super Bowl for the Eagles, that he was going to lead the team, that the reason that they were going to win Super Bowls was because he's so damn good. And I saw
they wouldn't have won that one last year if he hadn't been as good as he was.
I saw him. He was human this year, right? And you know what? Like I said, some of this is on me because my expectations were probably stupid,
right?
But I saw him human this year, and I saw him struggle with mental aspects of the game.
Yep.
So when you vote on our poll at Mark's Reese WIP, are you just as confident in Carson Wentz as you were when he went down last season, or are you a little less sure now? I'm. don't know how that's a question. Of course I'm a little less sure now. Another year with another injury. He's ineffective. There were some mental things from last season. I mean, I don't know. How could I not be a little less sure?
Ineffective is relative. I mean, five straight games over 100 quarterback rating.
Yeah,
I mean, 3-1 touchdown interception ratio, 70-some percent completion percentage. Like, I mean, what you mean ineffective? What does that mean?
Well, I mean, it means a 5-6 record. It means the stats that you're talking about mm-hmm. were better than the actual performance of the quarterback. Struggling in the first half.
No. We're talking about individual performance. We're not talking about team performance. We're talking about him as a player individually.
Right.
I'm looking at his individual performance, and it wasn't as good as it was last year because last year was MVP level.
Right.
It was MVP level. But if I look at his individual performance, man, it was pretty damn good considering the circumstances. Forget about the team's record.
Really?
I'm just looking at him individually.
Okay. Well, I didn't see that same thing.
Okay.
888-729-9494. I saw a quarterback at times that looked really good.
Well, nobody's going to look good every snap, every game.
Inconsistent? First half struggles?
Yeah.
Okay, well, they're real things to me.
Oh, I didn't say he played a perfect game every game. That's not what I said.
Right.
That's obvious. I can go through every quarterback, including the one who's about to leave. That sometimes you win in spite of those guys, and sometimes you lose when those guys have bad games.
Sure.
And then we judge his play individually. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at Carson's play individually. Mm-hmm. What you're doing is taking the team result and letting that weigh heavily into his individual play. I'm saying individually, considering the circumstances, man, he had a pretty doggone good season.
Well, 21
touchdowns, 7 interceptions, 70-some percent completion percentage. Like coming off a reconstructive knee surgery.
Yeah, but that's not that's not what I'm doing. I'm not just looking at the team aspect.
Well, you brought up
saying,
5-6.
But that's part of it because he had a chance in those games to not make them 5-6, to win some of those games. That's a part of it.
Well, I know he also lost a game where he was like 30 of 35 and 300 and some yards. A couple of touchdowns.
He may have. I don't have the stats in front of me. Yeah, I didn't say every game. But I mean
he lost that game.
Here's where we stand, and then we'll get to the calls here coming up at 888-729-9494. Is the injury component a factor? Of course it is.
Of course it is.
Is the player around him a factor? Yes, I'll even give that. Yes, of course it is. His play was also a factor too. His play, which was, by the way, poor at times, contributed to the Eagles' lack of success this season. So that's why when I'm answering the question of, yes, I'm a little less sure of the quarterback, I don't know if we're talking about a Pro Bowl quarterback or we're talking about an MVP quarterback. That's where I stand with Carson Wentz. I don't know if he's an MVP quarterback every year or almost every year.
You got to win an MVP every year? See how that bar gets set up there? You got to win the MVP every year.
Well, you already won the MVP, right? That's what everybody tells me.
I'm just saying. That's right? Kind of unrealistic.
2017 MVP, Ben. Everybody already gave him the little trophy.
All I'm saying is that's unrealistic to say he's going to be an MVP every year.
He should be an MVP-type candidate almost every year like the other quarterbacks of his ilk should be.
But that's going to have a lot to do with how the team does. Like Drew Brees threw 5,000 yards and went 7-9. He wasn't an MVP candidate. Like, you can have great individual numbers, but the record is going to determine whether or not you're a true MVP candidate.
All right, we'll get to it on the other side. 888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese. 888-729-9494. Two chances to win $1,000 at 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock. Shio Kapadia, a dear I question today that I pre-screened, and you won't believe it. And it involves one of our own.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.